Let's look now at what happens when you put fewer lawbreakers in jail. Voters in California approved an experiment in 2014 when they approved Proposition 47. It reclassified some nonviolent felonies as misdemeanors. The law has been in effect for a little more than a year, and there are fewer people behind bars, but some police say there's also more crime. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Brad Smith is a police officer in Huntington Beach. It's a decent-sized town on the coast of Orange County. He's eager for me to meet some of the drug addicts who live in the street there.
7, I'll be out with an occupied vehicle. 4.
He pulls up behind a parked Volvo. This car is pretty much home for Sierra Masemi. She's a slightly built, sharp-witted woman who says she first tried heroin at age 18. Now she's 23 and she's completely hooked.
I used to cry right before I'd use just because I felt like I had to use in order to feel normal.
She's a good example of someone who would be in jail right now if it hadn't been for Prop 47. One of the crimes that it reclassified is possession of heroin. Now that it's a misdemeanor, it's easier for her to stay out of jail. And she thinks that's as it should be.
I personally think in jail, I mean, it's just such a intense consequence. It's too much for, let's say, drug addicts.
But Officer Smith sees it differently. A couple of weeks earlier, he says he caught Masemi and a friend with heroin and stolen property in this car. He arrested them, but they were back out on the street before he could even finish the paperwork.
So in essence, what's happening is they're getting released the same day I arrest them. There's no incarceration time before they go to court. And then if they are found guilty, the time that they have to do for the crime is also less.
He thinks when addicts are out on the street more, they steal more. He points to increases in auto theft, car prowls, and garage burglaries. They're all up 20% or more in Huntington Beach since Prop 47. Some other California cities are also seeing upticks, and a lot of police are grumbling. At the ACLU of California, Margaret Dooley Samueli is well aware of the cops' hostility toward Prop 47.
I've certainly heard perspectives that perhaps there are some in law enforcement that are still running an opposition campaign to Prop 47. So that's certainly a perspective that's out there.
She says the critics are ignoring other California cities where property crime is stable or even declining. Statewide crime stats are not available for 2015 yet, and she says nobody should be jumping to conclusions. There are other people, though, supporters of reform, who say it is worth keeping an eye on these localized crime spikes.
I don't think it is right to just brush it off as being nothing.
Magnus Lofstrom is a senior fellow with the Public Policy Institute of California. He's also waiting for statewide statistics, and he says we can't yet judge the overall effect of Prop 47. But he recalls that a similar prison release a few years ago did push up the number of auto thefts, and he says reformers need to be honest about the possible negative consequences of letting people out of jail.
It is important to recognize that it might have an impact on crime. It might very well have put some upward pressure on crime rates. And the key then is to think of what are then the alternative strategies.
Reformers say the justice system needs time to retool itself, to figure out, for example, how you get drug addicts into treatment without the threat of prison time. In downtown Huntington Beach, Police Chief Robert Handy mixes his criticism of Prop 47 with an acknowledgement that he's now expected to do things differently.
That's a pretty big hill to climb when, for us as police officers, the old way of handling that is just putting them in jail. But we can't do that anymore.
So they are trying other things, such as dedicating one of their officers to working with the homeless full time. But Chief Handy says that people should also remember that American police have spent the last 2 decades cracking down on these quality of life crimes because that's what society wanted. And he says he'll be interested to see the reaction if petty crime goes back up. Martin Costi, NPR News, Huntington Beach, California.